WLER, Butler, Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7 Local Music. That's what we feature here tonight. And very excited to be talking with the guys from The Shiners. They have a new CD out called Spirits, and we had the honor of attending their CD release party a couple of weeks ago, and we'll spin you some tunes and talk to Rob and Slim about what they have going on. By the way, happy belated Father's Day to everybody. Is it Father's Day tonight or last week? I think it was last week, wasn't it?
I think it's tonight.
Is it tonight?
It's tonight.
Oh, well, then we better do some Father's Day stuff, huh?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. So, happy Father's Day, Utah.
Same to you, Bob.
And for any fathers out there, happy Father's Day. It's your special day, and we've got some special music for you. And we've got a very special event coming up that's now exactly just under a month away, as the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is coming July 15th and 16th. We encourage you to get your tickets ahead of time because it saves you a few bucks. But we've heard from a lot of folks that are planning to come up and stay for the weekend. So if you go to our website, thebandjam.com, for that event, you can link over to Cooper's Lake Campground as well and reserve yourself a spot and pick where you want to sit.
Yeah, and a lot of the bands are throwing together some pretty cool packages too. So if you're looking for tickets, you can hit the bands up and help them out. Maybe get some cool little trinkets from them as sort of some incentive to buy your tickets early. And, of course, you can always stop in at Sloan's Guitar Emporium and get your tickets there as well.
Yeah, Dave has them up there at the corner of Route 8 and Mercer Road, Sloan's Guitar Emporium, and you can pick up a Friday ticket, a Saturday ticket, or a weekend pass, whatever suits. We hope you can come spend the weekend and see some of the fantastic musicians, including the Shiners. They're going to be there. But it's just going to be a great weekend, and we always have such a fun time at Cooper's Lake Campground. That's been a great facility to host that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard from a lot of people who've already booked their camping sites and still need tickets for the event. So they're going that route, booking their sites first, and that way you get first pick of where you want to stay at. We've said this before. You can stay in the mix of things, or if you want to get away from people, or if you have a large group of people who want to be together, like the Highland Brothers Band, then you can carve out your own little piece of Cooper's Lake Campground.
That's right.
Set up a camp.
So check out thebandjam.com, or you can get tickets, as we mentioned, at Sloan's, Utah, at any of the gigs that Shady Lady is at. Our studio's here on Pillow Street, 252 Pillow Street in Butler, Oregon, online as well. We're going to get to some music and then talk to the Shiners about their new material that they now have out. And I think you're going to do something Father's Day connected.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song by a good friend of ours here at the show, George Fisher and his band Cast a Shadow. And this is just a really moving, touching song. I love this tune. It's called My Mother's Father.
George has a way with words, doesn't he?
He sure does. He's a wordsmith. I've used that term for him before.
And here's something kind of unique. This is Nick Stetter and Jake Parks from the band Tarachan Sky, who also will be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And one of their songs from Tarachan Sky is a Grassy Award nominee. So you can vote at 977rocks.com. But they've got a nice little collaboration here called If I Only. It's on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Bother. And if I could do all that I've done once again, all over, said the man had broken down, his eyes cast to the ground. He said I'd spend a little time, found a four-leaf clover. I should have scaled a ridge, should have wrote a song, should have built a bridge, or right it or wrong, should have patched a wall, or leveled a shelf, forgiving all, forgive myself. I'd buck swim. Chase a star, I'd grow some vines, I'd plant a tree, I'd drink more wine, will you drink with me? I'd feel a hole, I'd fly through a curve, I'd touch a soul, I'd touch a nerve, I'd catch the setting sun. Meet the three, you meet the one. There's nowhere left to run. Some of all my breaths, no more journey, only rest. My summits and my depths, all mine alone, my child's a fiery burning ember. You're the light.
fall, and everything will crumble. You will still find me holding on. Bridges will fall, and everything will crumble. You will still find me holding on. If I told you I loved you, would you fade away? Baby, I want you. Everything will be okay.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And this second segment of our show, presented by our friends down at the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. And they are our longest-running sponsor of the show. We certainly appreciate their support of our cause, and certainly hope that you'll go out and support the cause of them, catch a pirate game, and enjoy the Man Can Special. Look for the guy sitting in the corner with a Shiner's hat on. That'll probably be Utah, and you can say hello. So, am I right on that?
Maybe you can say hello.
Maybe.
Buy me a beer and say hello.
Then you'll answer.
Me a Man Can Special.
Yeah, then you'll have great hellos. So, and speaking of the Shiners, we're excited to have Slim Varhola, Jim Varhola, and
hello.
Rob Keller with us here on the show tonight. The Shiners.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great to be here, man.
Great to be here.
Fantastic to have you both here. We are in spirit with Dave and Pete, and your other cohorts in the band. But you guys just had your CD release party, and we're going to talk a little bit about the new EP.
Yes.
And some of the great sounds that you guys are putting out. Some
thank you.
Some spirits, if you will. Some fun stuff. But Slim, give us a little background. Take us back in time, because it's been a while since we've had you guys on. We talk all about you, I think, a lot, because we love what you do.
And we appreciate that.
But you guys have been together, how long is the Shiners?
Going on 4 years now. And, you know, Rob and I have known each other for a long time, many years. We've got 15, 16 years playing together. Pete and I, the same thing. A lot of years together with him, and Rob and Pete have played together. So there's a lot of ties in there, and Dave just kind of came in as the bastard child, so to speak. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're. Yeah.
We all know Dave's a bastard.
Keeping the drum beat back there, you know. Keeping the frog happy.
Yeah, keeping the frog happy. We should talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're referring to the fact that you had your CD release party last week. And yes. By the way, catered to all the Penguin fans.
Yes, we did.
You guys have been in the business long enough to know that Pittsburgh, there's something about the sporting events that really kind of interfere with anything else that happens in our lives, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. And especially when we're talking about a championship you know, for the Stanley Cup, it's almost like a death wish to do a show the same time as the game. But fortunately, we had a big screen right behind us, and it was great. It actually worked out pretty cool.
Worked out pretty well, and it was a night that a frog kept crunched right up to the stage, and I think he was keeping time with you guys. He was like a metronome.
Yeah, he was a great. It was great to have him come out and join us. He started over on Slim's side of the stage, was hanging out with him for a while, and he made his way over my way, and I didn't know he was there. I didn't realize it was going on, and then I looked down and I saw him, and as I was stomping on the ground there pretty hard, and the sound guy, Dave Liniak, he came up and he took him over and put him back in the corner behind Dave, and once he got back in the corner back there, man, he wanted to sing, and he sang all night long. And we tried to mic him up, and every time we'd stop playing, he'd stop chirping, so we couldn't mic him up. But, man, as soon as we started playing, everybody heard him. I mean, he was just back there having a good old time.
That was awesome. It was a great night. And, you know, I get the vibe that you guys have because you know each other so well, and you've played off and on, you know, over the many years. But this collaboration you guys have put together is so much fun to watch because you guys literally have fun, and you draw us in, I mean, just to soak it up. It's an amazing spectacle to watch you guys jam together.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, it is. I mean, we do have fun. We have fun every night, you know, and it's half of it is, like, you know, it's you know, we feed off of the audience also. And speaking of which, there's two guys that were standing in front of the stage that were familiar guys that, you know, matter of fact, it was these two guys that we're talking to right here, and it was like watching Beavis and Butthead at a Metallica concert, you know? Yeah, you know, fist pumping,
wow,
and screaming. I think
I think he's dead on, Utah, I'll be honest with you.
The Miller Lite and the moonshine that we were passing out might have had a little bit to do with that. But.
Well, we were supporting the name, you know what I mean?
We didn't do that. Yeah. But it was fun watching you guys. But that's what I mean, you know, it's like when you see people like that, you can't help but have fun, you know?
Yeah, well, it's proof that Winger really was a good band, you know? But no, seriously, I mean, that's the vibe that we get from you guys. You know, it's
awesome.
So much. I mean, I'm sincere when I'm saying that it is fun to watch a Shiner show because you guys start to get those jams going together, and you've got great music. I mean, the material that you guys have put out is so well done, locally written stuff. And I think I described the Shiners to my wife when I was first talking to her a few years back when you were. We were going to see you guys, and this is what you can expect from some of these bands. And I think it might have been even the band jam. And I was saying, you know, these guys remind me of a Brooks and Dunn because you both bring that kind of a different style together and mesh it so perfectly. You know, Rob, you've got your style, but Slim, you've got your style too. And I think that it really just, I mean, you pull it off like those guys do, you know, on a big stage. So. You've got your own unique styles, your own writing process, but it works perfect together.
Yeah, I think that's the pleasure of working with Slim, you know, and Dave and Pete also, you know. It's not just us two. You know, those two guys, you know, Pete has got so much personality on the bass guitar.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard you know, Utah has mentioned.
Yeah, he's become one of my favorite bass players, man. I mean, you do kind of get just lost into what he's doing. It's just simple and flows and just carries you guys right along.
And then Dave's the same way. You know, Dave and Pete, you know, at rehearsal, it's kind of cool to rehearse with these guys too, which is something that, you know, we do, you know, every Wednesday night, that's rehearsal night. Unless we're playing, that's just it. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been that way for 4 years now, almost 4 years. And I think you have to have that, you know, you have to have that commitment. You got to show that you're committed to that. But our rehearsals have have created their own kind of uniqueness, I guess, with this band, because Slim and I, we're kind of doing our thing, and Pete and Dave, they're back there putting together what they can do with what we're putting together, and the collaboration is just, to me, it's unbelievable, and I'm just so happy and pleased to get to work with these guys.
Yeah. Especially when you guys, you know, you do your jams together, for two other guys to follow along in that process and help the band pull it off is an impressive sight.
Yeah, I think they get used to us, like, taking off on tangents, you know, and they just sit back there and look at each other like.
Well, if there's a hockey game on, Pete'll be watching it.
Yeah.
Boy, he is he talented. He can watch a Pens game and keep that groove going.
But you know, that's what's great about those guys. That, you know, the confidence we have in them that we can do whatever we want, and it's just like the foundation's always there. It seems like no matter where we go, that, you know, they hook right onto the wagon, you know, and that, you know, and it just goes together easily, you know.
Of course, we should mention, too, as we talked in the first segment about our Grassy Award voting that is going on, these guys here are the reigning Grassy Award winners from last year. And what a thrill that was. I mean, no doubt for you guys to win.
Obviously,
it, but
yeah,
for us to present it to you, we couldn't wait.
We couldn't wait.
You guys surprised the heck out of us.
Yeah,
man, I'll
really
tell you what.
I remember bending over, putting my guitar in a case, and I heard Bob say, "We're going to have to bring these guys back up on stage." I'm like, holy. But I speaking of that, you know, I was just online the other day voting, and I'm really glad we're not involved this year, because I'll tell you what, there's some great songs on there.
Yeah.
I was just blown away. I mean, some of the stuff on there.
It's impressive. Whew. It is impressive.
I kept going down the line, and one was better than the one before. It's like, yeah. Wow.
And I'm sure you guys will be back. We do have a rule, so the listeners understand. It's our own kind of preset rule that if you want it 1 year, you can't win it the next year. So
yeah,
you're kind of ineligible
fair.
This
Absolutely.
Year. But you have new material coming out, so we know you're probably going to be in that mix next year as well.
Well, both Highway 4 and Shag Dog were on in the mix this year.
Yeah.
You know,
they
didn't end up in the finals, but they were right back in the mix again.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the cut down. We cut as many from our final list to what the nominees are being voted on, and I'm sure there was probably a song in there that probably should have won the overall. I mean, you know, it's yeah. just, but that's how it goes, you know, through the you have to cut it down somehow, you know,
right.
And tough process. So
we just can't thank our fans enough for voting for us for that award. I mean, we give it everything we got when we go out and play them, and we try to give you guys a show. You guys definitely showed your appreciation, and we sure love you all for that, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll have to dig up some. I have video of Pete dancing with that award, because I'm like, he's going to drop that, and I'm going to have it on film. I got to find that.
Of course, these guys will be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival next month as well. Don't forget, that's July 15th and 16th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Let's hear a song from the new EP, Spirits, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And as a matter of fact, this is a song that you probably have heard before any of the other material on this particular album, because you did have that out as a single, I think.
Yeah,
right?
We it was just a song that it was almost like didn't make it to the first CD.
Okay.
It was almost done at that point, and we went in the studio not long after we released the first CD and finished that one up. So we already had that kind of sitting around, just waiting for something to do with it, you know. So we kind of gave it a few months, let the other CD dwell for a while, and then we threw that one out there, and a good friend of ours did a video for us from that. Rob can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Rebecca Cunningham, she came up from Texas, and she was just visiting. She has a son that lives here in Butler. She was up visiting, and I ran into her, and we ride motorcycles together. She's just one of those troopers, man. She's out there riding motorcycles all over the country, and she shoots a lot of video for motorcycle events, and but she rides also. She just happened to be up, and we did a show up in a little bit north of Marionville.
That's it, yeah.
We've been doing this. It's a benefit that we've been doing. They call it Thunder in the Mountains, and we've been doing it. I think this will be our fourth year.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, something we've done every year since the band has been together.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend of ours puts that on, Mike Steinmetz, and it's a great fundraiser. But she came up, and she was just videotaping, you know, and just hanging out and having a good time. And the next day, it was the very next day that I talked to her, and I told her that our song was going to be on the Grassroots show on the following day.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, which song? And I told her, you know, that it was Show Me the Way. And she says, you know what, I think I got some film footage of that. And she actually had some great footage from that song. And I saw her. She was sitting at the table. You know, my wife Karen and I were hanging out, and she's just over there working and working, and I'm thinking she's working on motorcycle stuff, you know. She says, what are you doing? And she says, I'm going to put this video together, and we're going to release this video tonight or tomorrow night whenever you guys are on the Grassroots show.
Wow.
And man, I can't thank her enough, and she did a fantastic job with it. She was upset because she didn't have enough time to put the new thing now is the rolling the lyrics as the videos are going on.
Yeah.
That's the new thing, and she knew that, and she was like, I just don't have enough time, and so thank her so much for what she did and the time she put into it.
Very cool. Well, here's that song. Let's play it. It's the Shiners, Show Me the Way, from their new Spirits EP, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in depth and how you can get your own copy coming up here on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
A long white beard and a chiseled face. Could see it in his eyes, he'd run a hard race. A crooked smile and a crazy laugh. Nothing to say, so don't even ask. Gave him 20 bucks and he was on his way. In a 49 Merc with a big V8. Running that shine from town to town. Making a living from what grew in the ground. Selling shine a gallon at a time. Making a living shouldn't be a crime. Hiding in the hills to run the steel. So the law won't get 'em. Thinking it damn sure will. He's gonna make his last run. Too old to keep hiding from the gun. Was the recipe for a century. And the one left in his family. I asked that old man on his final pass if he'd teach me how to make that gas. He said, boy, you ain't right. This ain't for you, you can't sleep at night.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. And don't forget, our show streams at 977rocks.com. And if you ever miss it or you love it so much, as no doubt tonight's show will be, because we have the Shiners on, and you're going to want to listen to it again. And it is archived at 977rocks.com. As a matter of fact, archived in the same exact spot where you're hopping on to vote for the Grassy Awards. Right now, underway, 12 songs are up. We're going to announce the winner at the Band Jam in July. Go to 977rocks.com, and you can give a vote right now as you're listening in. And we have Slim and Rob with us from the Shiners talking about their brand new EP called Spirits. And we just played a song called Shine, which I understand, Rob, is a true damn story.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You just can't make stuff like this up, you know. Obviously not going to mention any names or anything. But,
names will be withheld to protect the innocent, yes. Right?
But it was a story that was told to me, and I was just happy that I was able to put it together into a song. And it is a way of life for a lot of people, you know, making moonshine. And, you know, we kind of, as a band, playing down in Tennessee and West Virginia, you know, when you do those shows down there, you get to see there's a lot of shine that goes around those shows.
Lots
you know?
Of sampling.
Yeah, you know, lots of. And to hear the story about someone and how they got into doing the you know, making shine, you know, someone that had a passion for making moonshine and wanted to learn how to do it, and you know, was actually. You know, it's a true story. The guy was purchasing moonshine from a guy, and he loved what he was making. He says, "How, you know, can you teach me how to do this?" And he was like, "Man, you're nuts. You know, you don't want nothing to do with this. You know, this isn't something to play with here."
Yeah.
And one day, that guy showed up at his house. Man, brought his still with him. You know, he had nobody in his family to carry on the tradition, and he didn't want it to die with him. You know, it was his legacy, man's legacy, and so he taught him how to make some shine. There's a lot of cool stories that have come about with this song. Actually, the guys from the show, Shiners, the Moonshiner show on the Discover Channel, have actually sampled this guy's moonshine.
Wow.
And they really, really liked it a lot. And he said, I can't.
As have we. Numerous times.
No wonder those jams get a little longer at times, huh?
But you'll never see him at one of our shows or anything. You know, he's not... Not that kind of guy, you know, incognito kind of thing. Yeah. So the feds can just stay away.
Well, but you look at the legacy. I mean, you see that on that show on television. And, you know, hey, I'm a big NASCAR fan. And, I mean, where did it get its start? I mean, everybody's talked about, you know, the Junior Johnsons of the world. And, you know, that's what they were doing. They were trying to earn a living. And that's what you talked
Absolutely.
About in that song.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even today, you know, there's people... That's their livelihood. That's what they do. You know, I think everybody in this world has a purpose, you know, and, you know, if you can make good moonshine, you know, and you can sell it, you should be able to do that, you know. Yeah, I don't think that it...
Everybody needs to make a living, you know.
That's right.
And it's an art. I mean, let's talk about that. I mean, you've got music here that's an art form. You got presence that's an art form. That's an art form in its own right.
Absolutely.
You know, it's creation.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Who's the feds to tell us what to do, huh?
Yeah, right.
Hey, look at this. You know, look what's going on with the marijuana thing, you know? It's legal in some states. It's not legal in the other states, but there's a federal law against it. I mean,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's very conflicting and very confusing for a lot of people.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Well, yeah, the federal government has way overstepped its bounds, but that's for a different show.
Absolutely.
Let's not go there.
Don't get me going, man. I'm in a good mood today. Let's not ruin that.
That's the next Shiners EP.
There we go.
Got to tell you guys, though, the material you have on this is fantastic. I know last week we played Hart talking, and I told you, Slim, and kind of talked to Dave a little bit about it, the EP. He says, yeah, he says, that's our hit single, no doubt about it. But, I mean, that's just such a well-done song. I'm very impressed with that.
Well, you know, it was funny because, you know, I've got a couple songs that I've written on this CD, and that song in particular, it's actually a song that I wrote 30 years ago, and I actually recorded it with the Haywire Band to put on our second album that was never released.
Okay.
So I've always had this recording kind of laying around, and it's like, you know, it's. And one day I was playing around with it and came up with this new version of it. And as opposed to the way the last EP came together, Rob pretty much came in with an idea and a melody and a lyric. And then, you know, I would kind of throw some music to it and then would collaborate from there. Well, it was kind of like the opposite here. I kind of had an idea where the music was going. And then one day Rob came in and says, I got a great idea for a solo, you know. And it's like, oh, cool, you know. And he's like, I drove my wife nuts doing this, repeating it time after time after time. And we worked on it, and it's like, yeah, this is going to be great. And, you know, so we did this nice little harmony solo through it but it was just like a 180 compared to, you know, some of the other songs that we've done, you know, so, but it still worked, you know.
and then it's neat that you find that as a group of four gentlemen pulling your minds together, your artistic talents together, and making it work between
right.
you.
And yeah, that's,
and then that kind of ties into the title of the CD.
Somewhat, you know. I mean, when we, you know, when we're putting it together, it's like, well, we got to put some kind of title on it. We can't just do the Shiners again, you know. We had to put something. And the spirits thing was just, you know, with the moonshine thing, the you know, some people call it spirits. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, one connotation. But it was just the all of our backgrounds, you know. Rob's mom was a singer. My dad was a musician. Dave's dad was a musician. My uncle taught me how to play guitar. My other uncle on the other side of the family was a great jazz drummer. My grandfather was a bass player, you know. So, you know, all these things, you know, those spirits where we got our influences from. And not to mention musicians that have passed, you know, Dwayne Allman, Jimi Hendrix. We pull from that stuff too, mm-hmm. you know. So it just kind of tied in really nicely, and I thought it was a perfect name for, you know.
Yeah. And neat too, because it means something in a lot of different facets for you guys, but it's not just a song that's on the list. You know, so many times bands will just take a song from
name it.
And they could have called this, you could have called the Shiners and Shine, you know.
Right.
It means something a lot more to you guys as a band.
Yeah, there's a lot more depth to it, you know. And,
yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's where everybody's influences come from, you know. I mm-hmm. think, you know, it's, a lot of it is genetic.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, and you get it from somewhere. You have to have that inside you, you know. It's a learning process also, but, you know, it's a combination of the two things. You know, you have to have one to work with the other.
It's out now. People can get a hold of the CD, or if you want to download it, because we do talk about that as well.
Absolutely.
You guys have download cards. Where can they get a copy of Spirits from the Shiners?
Well, at all our shows, of course. We always have them with us. But iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, all the typical places that you can buy online, you can either download or buy a physical hard copy at any of the places. You can download from our website. Just about any place you want to look for them, you can probably find them.
And just about anywhere you look around, you're probably going to catch the Shiners playing, because you guys play a little bit of everywhere quite frequently.
Yeah, we try to spread ourselves out as much as we can, but it's difficult too, you know. But we try to get in wherever we can.
Yeah, yeah. But you have some cool neighborhoods that you get into.
Yeah, I think that in today's market, you know, as far as people don't travel like they used to come and see the bands, so we try to go to them,
yeah.
You know, and we try to find those clubs that are catered to our crowd, you know. I mean, we're trying to gain new fans all the time, you know, but we have we definitely have a fan base, and we can't thank them enough for what they do. And then the radio station, you guys playing our stuff on the radio, and not just our stuff, but, you know, the local bands that you guys promote is just unbelievable. And we can't thank you guys enough, and I speak for everybody.
You had a neat connection to where you just played, JB's. Wasn't that your first paying gig?
Oh, wow. That was a really cool night. I think I was 12 years old, and because I was trying to put a timeline on it, and I played with a good friend of mine who passed. His name was Mike Vitke. He was a great drummer. Played with a band called Rockin' Horse for many, many years. Mike started playing drums real young also, and we were in his basement for many, many years, and we came out, and that was our first show. Inch, the guy that owned the place, back then it was called the CNR Tavern, and it hasn't changed much, and still still smells the same. I mean, it's got that, you know, that classic honky-tonk, you know?
Yeah.
We played the show there, and I remember Inch coming up to me at the end of the night, and he handed me a $50 bill, and I had never seen a $50 bill. And he handed that to me, and I thought it was a $5 bill, to tell you the truth. And he said, here, this is for you. And I said, and I was like, well, what about the other guys, you know? And he says, oh, I took care of them too. And believe me, I bet he did, you know?
Yeah.
But, that was my first paying gig at the old CNR Tavern, which is now JB's Roadhouse, and a great place, a great venue to go see a band.
Yeah. Neat story, though. And, of course, I've told Slim this before. The first time I ever saw you play was with Haywire, the old Ribbit that is now a fire hall. Here in Butler. And you guys, I think you were, speaking of videos, I think it was a video release party you guys were having for Dangerous Man.
Yeah. We just watched that video here the other day. I was showing some people that video, and I go, believe it or not, that's Pete and Slim right there. Sporting the old stash there.
Yeah.
A little bit younger then.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Just a touch.
Yeah, but great stuff. Guys, congratulations on another successful effort.
Thanks.
Again, congratulations on being the reigning Grassy Award winners, because
thank you guys for that.
You know, nobody's taking that away until we announce the next winner, and that's next month. So you get another month of enjoyment of holding on to that.
We're going
to
milk it as long as we can, too, believe me.
But well, we got a trophy that's never going away.
That's right. That's right. And the new EP, fantastic stuff, every single song. We've already heard Show Me the Way and Shine. Last week you heard Heart Talkin'. We got to play a couple more from it. Tell us a little bit about Something.
Well, the funny story about that is it's almost kind of ties into the spirits thing. It's just when you just get a calling to do something or to be compelled to do something, you feel it, you know it, you know. And my one sister, her husband is a music director at a church, so you know she sings in the chorus with them and stuff like that. And when the first time she heard the song, she's like, you know, what's with the religious, you know, you going religious on us here? And the funny thing is, it's the man upstairs is actually my uncle who taught me how to play guitar, because he actually lived upstairs of us. And him and his buddies used to get together and jam every Sunday morning, you know. So it was like, I got a calling from the man upstairs, you know. And every Sunday morning they used to get together and jam, you know.
That's awesome. Well, hey, it comes to mind a new hit single for the young lady, Maren Morris, My Church. I mean, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So it's a neat connection.
And the other part of that is, you know, when I met my wife, you know, it was the same kind of thing. It was just like you knew it was meant to be, you know. It was, and she's still with me, you know. 22 years later.
She's hawking the CDs and the shirts, right?
That's right, yeah. She said to say hi to your wife, by the way.
Oh, okay. And tell us a little bit, too, about Way Back Home. We'll play that last.
Oh, Way Back Home, again, it's just a song that I woke up with a lyric in my head, you know, and sat down and wrote it, and it just came out, you know. And the melody came out, and the whole feel of the song. And again, the difference in the styles, you know, as far as that's definitely on the country side, you know. And but taking, you know, the lyrics and the songs, just we're inspired by life experiences, you know, dealing with, you know, people that deal with diabetes, people that Slim doesn't like to hear that word, so we say sugar. People that deal with sugar. So we had to change the word in that song to sugar, which was fine.
Yeah.
But you know, people that deal with some different things in their life, and it's kind of about a musician that goes away from home and working our way back home. We're always working our way back home, but I think the reason that a lot of people work their way back home is because their parents or someone in the family, it's about time for them to go. and maybe you get back home before they do, maybe you don't. But we're always working our way back home, no matter where, how far away from home we get. I think home is always home, and we're always going to be working our way back home.
Great stuff, guys. Rob Keller, Jim Varhola.
Thank you.
Appreciate the efforts, and always enjoy seeing you guys, and can't wait for the band jam.
Thank you. Yes, I can't wait for that. And thanks again for having us. We appreciate you guys so much. And yeah. Thanks for everything you do for us. We appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Robin Slim from the Shiners. Let's get at it here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Once upon a long time, from my ass just to make myself dine. And now I'm making my way back home, singing songs for my soul. Memories of the past, how long will this life last?
You've known it as Rock Ann Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings? Oh, man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock Ann Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven. It rocks. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's going to be a busy weekend. Next weekend, the Justin Favis Band will be at Lernerville Speedway as part of the Firecracker 100 festivities, 3 days of racing, and the Justin Favis Band will be there Friday, June 24th at 10:45 after the racing at Lernerville Speedway that night. The Gravel Road Band will be at the Long Branch Saloon Saturday, June 25th at 9:30, and on Sunday, the 26th at 2 p.m., it's the Spirit of Christmas Rocks in June, featuring the Needs Hotel Band at the Baja Bar and Grill. Doug Carnahan of After the Fall is hosting an open mic night Friday the 24th at the Sidebar. And keep in mind, we are looking to recompile our entire list of the open mic, open stage nights. If you host one or attend one, please let us know. Simply email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com.
And Anger the Ant is having their CD release party Friday, June 24th at 9 p.m. at the Monroe Hotel. Come on by and hear the new album and one of the singles that is up for a Grassy Award. It will also feature Utah Burgess of the Noble Hops Band performing that evening. And don't miss out on the fun at the Rock Ann Haven. They're having Evil Bull Weevil on Friday, June 24th, and it's another paint night. Brushes and Lushes from 9 to 11 on Saturday, the 25th. And as part of the Shady Lady concert calendar, the Rock Done Right Tour returns in July on Monday, July 4th at the Big Butler Fair. Four local acts performing before the big fireworks display, and your price of admission is the price to the fair that night. 2 weeks later, it's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground, July 15th and 16th, including Greg Mara headlining the Friday night portion, the Hawkeyes headlining on Saturday. The Band Jam. Check out thebandjam.com or get your tickets either online at our studios, the Butler Media Group location, 252 Pillow Street in Butler. Also at Sloan's Guitar Emporium, Route 8 North at Mercer Road in Sutter Township, or from Utah at Shady Lady Productions. It's the Rock Done Right Tour. Rock Done Right, as heard here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment presented by P&W Construction. We thank all of our sponsors, including Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler, the Rainbow Inn, P&W Construction, and European Motorcycles, helping to support our local music cause here on a Sunday night. Great to have Slim and Rob in from the Shiners. Some fantastic new stuff. Encourage you to get out and get that Spirits CD, whether you pick up the tangible copy or get the download. Make it part of your collection.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you heard in that last song we played by them, I encourage all of you musicians to take your last $10, go to Sloan's Guitar Emporium, get yourself a new pack of strings and some Band Jam tickets.
There you go. I like it. And he's got some new effects and things I saw. Seeing some people have picked up on. So,
well, in fact, Friday night's headliner at the Band Jam, Greg Mara, is going to be doing a pedal clinic.
That's right.
At Sloan's the night before on that Thursday. So that's going to be cool to get up there and check that out also.
Absolutely. So be sure to stop up and, hey, thank Dave Sloan for being a part of our Band Jam this year and helping to support the cause. Well, we've got a couple of songs to do before we head out the door. And what are we going to do up first here? I think this has a connection to one of our guests here this evening.
Yeah, and again, keeping with the Father's Day theme here, I say we play Rob's son's song. He was in a band called Flandana there for a while, and he wrote a song called Change, so I say we throw that on.
And we'll follow that up with a song that you've heard here before, but I think they've kind of remastered this a bit. We're talking about Trigger Happy, who are recent guests, and we've got a cool song called Ocean of Her Mind. Thanks to all of you listening out there. We'll do it again next week here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. If you haven't driven the redesigned Honda Accord, you need to. So much comfort, safety, and economy rolled into one car. Drive home yours today for as little as $199 a month. At Honda North, WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. 97.7.